Right, good. Nice to see everyone. Really nice. Do miss everybody, seeing everyone face to face. This morning, I'd like, if you have the scriptures handy, it's always a good thing to that, to turn to John chapter 7, and probably a famous couple of verses, and it's from verse 37 to 39, and I'll read those. And on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Well, it's a wonderful few verses to consider. But to get the whole impact of it, is good to understand what this chapter revolves around. And it revolves around a verse in verse 26, and it says, "Do not the rulers not know indeed that this is truly the Christ?" And the context, right at the beginning, you'll see it from the chapter, is the Feast of Tabernacles. And this marked the completion of the harvest, and was a reminder of the time spent in the wilderness, of how God provided for them. And they would make makeshift booths. Now, when this was being celebrated, the priests carried torches around the temple to illustrate the Messiah would be the light of the world. And they would take water from the pool of Siloam, carry it to the temple where it was poured out beside the altar. They would then call upon the Lord for rain and for the resurrection from the dead. Now this went on for 7 days. And then on the 8th day, that's resurrection, new life day, you might say, when the priests were pouring out the water, Jesus turns up and cries out, I believe in a very loud voice, with an invitation to the thirsty. That is, the thirsty, who spiritually thirsty among them. He was really saying, you can't survive in the desert without water. That was the illustration. They were remembering their time in the wilderness and how God provided for them. Here, Jesus turns up, cries out, and says, look, you can't survive in the desert without water. You've got to come to me. Then he says, as the scripture has said. Now, there's no actual verse that in the Bible, in the scripture, that says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, or out of your heart. I prefer the word belly myself. It comes from the innermost part of us, a good belly laugh and that sort of thing. Well, this is the same sort of thing. Out of your very inmost being, he says, you water's going to come out. As the scripture says. Now the scripture he's referring to might have been a few, actually, but I'll draw our attention to a couple. And one is in Isaiah 12, verse 3, and it says, therefore you with joy shall draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Don't forget, that's where the water came from that they were trying to illustrate in the Feast of Tabernacles. And when he says, Therefore, with joy, you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. That word salvation is the same as Yeshua, which is translated, believe it or not, to Jesus, our deliverer. So you can begin to see how relevant all this comes. This is the draw water out of Jesus, he was saying. Out of the root of Jesse, the whole chapter, if you read it in Isaiah 12, talks about in that day, the root of Jesse, and talking about the king. So he's talking about the king, the deliverer, not just from the Jews, but a very deeper and far more, not just from the Romans, I mean, but a far more deeper thing he was talking about, something to do with their innermost being that was thirsty and needed deliverance. And another scripture you might consider is in Psalm 78, where he says, he split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance. Like the depths, he brought forth the streams out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. The split rock is a reference to Christ. We're told in the scriptures that he is the rock that followed them and produced this water. And the water came out of this rock after it was split, and it came in such a measure that it was an abundance. And it was like rivers in the desert. Absolute miracle. And everyone that wanted to and was thirsty enough could drink out of this water. But the rock, of course, had to be split first. And it was a reference to Christ on the cross, where the priest would pour water beside the altar in the feast that they remembered, the Feast of Tabernacles, where he would come and pour water beside the altar. The water would just soak into the ground, and they would still be thirsty in their religious wilderness. But the illustration was there. The altar was there. The water was there. And the pouring out was necessary. Then he says, out of your heart, this river was to be the river of life. There wouldn't be any other life in the desert, no other water but that river. And we can't live without the water. And in our hearts, of course, we can't live just by natural water. It needs to be something that comes from heaven. And this water of life, amazingly, Jesus said, would be in them that would come to him and drink. Now, he was not talking about an academic principle that or a theological thing. He was talking about something that is going to be active and real. It was to be a proof that he was the Messiah, the Christ, a guarantee and an assurance. And actually, when the priests were pouring out the water and praying, it was an answer. Here he was. He was the actual answer to their prayer for rain and resurrection. He was not yet glorified, the scripture goes on to say. The cross was yet to come. And of course, that was the glorification of God. It was the altar, and Jesus was the temple, and he embodied the cross being not just a piece of wood, but something that was in the Son of God, in his very being, the cross. And it was the cross, the outworking of what was in him. It was, the cross is where the Father glorified the Son, and the Son, the Father. When he was glorified, it says. Now, this is where the lost whom God loved would be found, where sinners would be forgiven and cleansed, where the thirsty would come and drink of eternal life and know that they would never die. So the question is, do you not know that this truly is the Christ, the Son of God? The water, amazingly enough, Jesus was saying that it was to flow through you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of water. The harvest is to be gathered in, and the river of life must flow out through us to a very thirsty world. Amen.